Good morning.
Good morning.
We're in Psalms 139. Are you doing this? This psalm is called the Psalm of the Prayer of the Presence of God. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for this time. I thank you for each person here, and I pray, God, your hand upon them. Help us, Lord, to understand. Help us, Lord, to lift our hearts up to you. Help us, Lord, to repent of our sin. Help us, God, to do your will. I pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. God knows everything about you. Amen?
Amen.
You just think about that. We have allowed the world to drag our Savior down to man size.
That's right.
A lot of people think he's just a good guy. Muslims believe he was a prophet. Others put him in whole different boxes and categories. But Christ is God Almighty.
Amen.
And he is not to be pushed to one side. He is to be exalted. He is to be lifted up. He is to be thought about. And I understand the celebration of the birth and things of this nature, but again, I point you to Christ, the King, who is sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
And if you're saved, guess where else he's sitting? Amen. He's sitting in your heart.
Amen.
So every one of us, I pray, will lift up Jesus Christ, for he is the reason we can come and worship him.
Amen.
But he controls all things.
Amen.
So as we study this psalm, I pray that you'll see Christ. In fact, in one place it talks about, you know, the presence and the Spirit. Well, the presence is the Spirit. The Spirit is the presence. So, you know, this is all Hebrew and things of this nature, and I understand that. But don't be confused. It is lifting up our Savior constantly. Amen? So, the Christ of the Bible is God manifested in the flesh. He was the one who was on earth and came down from heaven. Even the one who was in heaven, he was the one who knew all things, who looked in the heart of man, who laid bare their innermost secrets. Think of what he knows about you.
Amen.
Everything. There's nothing he doesn't understand about you.
Amen.
He made you.
Amen.
Oh, my mama made me. You keep believing that. He made you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. So this is David. He's crying out. He knows that God has looked in his heart. Because first he's asked him, but he's come to realize that David has looked in his heart and he knows everything about him. You know, we sit here and we think, well, nobody knows about that. You got to hide in your closet in the corners of the heart. But in truth, God knows everything in your heart. He knows your... Think about this. Do you understand in this particular word that God says, when you form the word to form the sentence, I already know what the sentence is.
That's right.
Now, we think, well, man, goodness gracious. He knows our attitudes. He knows our mannerisms. He knows our thoughts to such a degree he knows where we're going with our thoughts. We should think about how great he is and how he loves us. See, that's what's confusing to me, because he loves us in spite of us.
Amen.
I said, well, I'm a pretty good guy. Well, I really never met a really good guy.
Amen.
When I said that guy, I was including women. You feed them and you clothe them and you try to help them and they still turn out, you know? And God says, Amen. Now knowest my downsitting and my uprising. He knows when you rest and he knows when you work. He knows how you work. You know, you think about what you do and where you go and all this. He knows everything about it. And he says, thou understandest my thought afar. He already, as I said, he already knows what we're going to do. I know this, he says he loves me.
Amen.
And it's the only thing I can follow. He loves me, he wants me to grow up, he wants me to become like Christ, and he has given me all the equipment needed to grow up like Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Then there's me, and I'm fighting. Then I'm sure y'all are fighting, right?
Amen.
Amen. Verse 3. Thou comest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Thou comest my path. You know, you think about it. Adam, God was there. Abraham called Abraham out from a bad place, said, don't you walk with me? Abraham walked with him. Think about that. Things happen, 100 years pass. God calls a man named Moses. You know, he walked by him on a bush. And Moses knew something was strange because the bush was on fire and wasn't going to be burnt up. I wonder how many of us have seen these bushes and didn't recognize them.
Amen.
Because we weren't spiritually minded. We didn't understand. But Moses understood. And God said, take your shoes off. Why? Because the ground was holy. God was there. Think about that. Moses went on, kind of arguing with God a little bit. I can't talk. Good, your brother will go with you. I need something else. God gave it to him, gave him a staff, all these things. Then he brought his people out. He led them through the desert, and God allowed them to get to a certain place. Amen. He called Paul. Now, Paul was a bitter man. He was an angry man. We think of Paul as a great, great gospel writer, a great Christian, all these things. But when Paul enters the picture, he was killing Christians and put them in jail. And God says, I know you. But see, he saw inside Paul. He knew, once I get rid of the bitterness and anger and the hostility, watch what happens. You read the New Testament, he wrote most of it, and you see how Christ touched his heart and moved him. How many of us have been moved by Christ from a world of sin to a world walking against sin? Still sinners, but we're doing our best to walk against sin. That's what God wants us to do. And Paul was still a sinner. Him and Barnabas had a fight. Amen. God just let us see a little bit of his temperament. Amen. I'm sure y'all, none of y'all ever did in that way. But verse 4 is, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before. Psalms 23, it says, I will go with you. Amen. They call that the Psalm of the Two Shepherd Dogs. And to come behind, to guard us. Think about that. God not only takes care of us in front, takes care of us in the back.
Amen.
And absolutely walks with us every day. How he blesses us. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Where somebody just laid their hand upon you and you knew you were blessed. You were lifted up because of their spirituality, their love towards you, their kindness, things of that nature. Verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful to me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. He is just overwhelmed. Understand, this first 6 verses talks about the perfect knowledge of God. And how he's treated each of us. He has a perfect knowledge towards you. He loves you so much.
Amen.
He knows us and he still loves us. And over and over again, I'll say that. So that we'll get it in our minds. In verse 7, this is 7 through 12, universal presence, his universal presence. And this is him showing us exactly where he's at. He says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? This is the verse I was talking about, the spirit. There's nowhere. Nowhere you can go.
Amen.
A lot of people think they can hide in a bottle or hide with drugs or things like that, but God's right there.
Amen.
God's right there.
Amen.
Do y'all understand that God is actually in hell? That people that will spend their eternity in hell, God will be there. They don't know it because he will have his face away from them.
Amen.
But God's there. You tell me of any concept you can think of, why would God be there? Because it's his and his alone. He will deal with each and every person that turns their life away from Christ, that tries to hide from you. And he already knows where you're going. If you want to go there, you can. You can go to hell, spend eternity, and you're that close from him, and you'll never know it. Yeah. You'll suffer for eternity because of your hard-heartedness. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. Amen. We know Amen. He's there. Amen. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Everywhere, y'all. Everywhere, God is there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me.
Amen.
You know, you ever watch the baby walk down? We got one of those pretty strong-minded like her mom. And sometimes she's just perfectly an angelic creature. But then sometimes she takes that little hand, I'm going this way, you're going that way. Kid, you're supposed to come this way with me. No. Fights. Now, I admit, I taught her some things I shouldn't have taught her. I was just playing with it. And she took it to heart.
Amen.
I just threw a coaster out on the floor. She's thrown that coaster ever since. But, you know, that was taught.
Oh, man.
Think of all the things she learned on her own, y'all.
Yeah.
When she stomped a little foot like her mom. Well, that's a learned reaction too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that, y'all. God wants us to learn from him.
Amen.
Like we learn from our people.
Amen.
He gives us the example. What do we do with it? We twist it up and mess it up. But it's still there, always trying to teach us.
Amen.
Amen. I love it. I love the way God just gently comes beside and says, you know, that's wrong.
Amen.
Now, he's real gentle as long as I listen. When I don't want to listen, guess what happens? Life changes for me because I become miserable. I become upset. I become short-tempered. I become everything. And then I realize, Bill, you not thinking. God's trying to get your attention.
Amen.
Now, Amen. You may be going through this. You may be thinking, well, why is my life going the wrong way? Well, it might be because you're going against God.
Yeah.
God wants you to follow him, not yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we lead ourselves down the wrong path.
Amen.
Even shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Always in the Bible, when it talks about the right hand, it's always talking about the hand of strength, the hand that will do, and guide us and direct us and protect us. Verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. In other words, you think about the darkest place you've ever been, it'll be just like daylight to God. And you'll understand that it's daylight to God because he will let you know he's there.
Amen.
He never, ever forgets you. Think of how Paul, the times in jail, prison, you know, he got to witness to people because he's in prison. He didn't look like it was a bad place. He realized it was an opportunity to witness to people. And he knew God was there and God was going to protect him. And we think, well, there's been so many people in prisons that didn't come out. Amen. But why do they go? I mean, sometimes we go because we did bad. But sometimes God puts us places we don't want to be. But he wants us there.
Amen.
And he wants us to reach out to people. He wants us to touch people's lives anywhere we can, whenever we can. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. He sees everything. Verse 13. The sovereignty control. The sovereign control. For thou hast possessed my reins. Think of it. Think of the embryo. You were one time. Contrary to a lot of people, you're actually human then. And you're being made. You're being formed. And this is God. He says, for thou hast possessed my reins. Who possessed your reins? Who possesses you now? You might be 100 years old. He still possesses you. But at this point, if you just think about it, he's the one that's moving and creating and building you. Well, thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. And think, he says, this is how this works. I will bring you about. And look at all the great gifts we have here today. Amen. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Some of you may be griping and complaining to God about, oh, look at the condition I'm in. Amen. But we all should thank you.
Amen.
Whatever condition we're in.
That's right.
Well, Brother Bill, you know, I'm dying. Well, we're all dying.
Amen.
I don't want to shock anybody, but we're all dying. So, you see, well, I'm the worst person in the world, man. I promise you, I've seen a lot worse.
Amen.
I guess they think they're... Never mind.
Yeah.
I've been in the same asylum, so I've watched the people. I was a medical supply salesman. I went in and saw people that were absolutely... They didn't know who I was, and they definitely didn't know who they were. They were crazy. And you know, they were healthy. But they lost all their sins. So, you know... Most of y'all act like you're normal. I've seen a couple of you, well, never mind, but, you know, it's an exception. But just think about it. Think about it. And I've seen people that were so deformed that they could not come to this church because of the position they were in. But even every stage, every aspect of human life, we should give Christ the glory.
Amen.
You'd say, well, that's pretty hard. But every one of us can witness. I remember a young lady that had diabetes, terrible. Everybody that came around her, she went witness to them. She was blind. She'd been blind a long time. She's stage one, what do you call it, number one diabetes. And just absolutely messed up. And her mother kept a journal of all the things that the medicines and the doctors. The journal was like an encyclopedia book. I mean, it's huge. And all these things. And this girl radiated Christ. Just a marvelous personality. When she preached, it, like seven preachers got up. I wasn't one of them, but, you know, seven preachers got up. They all just took a little bit of time. They all praised God for knowing her. Now think about it. And every time I went, as bad off as she was, she had something good to say and witness to Christ. You know, sometimes I don't feel good and I gripe about just waking up and change myself. But God, he made me. He wants me to be better. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And my soul, if we absolutely come down to it, if you're in peace with God, you know what God's done to you.
Amen.
And how he's changed you. How he's quieted the fears. And how he's given you confidence in what's going to happen. You know, sometimes we look at the future and we say, oh my goodness, how can God straighten this up? God may not straighten it up.
Amen.
All he says is, I'm with you. Amen. Don't worry, I'm with you. Amen?
Amen?
Verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee. The very fibers of his being, as he was making the person. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. And this is a very polite way of saying, you know, where a person is being made in a woman. And absolutely, you know, we think how God, we think it's all about, you know, the mother and the husband and all this kind of stuff. But in truth, it's God. Thine eyes did see my substance. Yet being unperfect, no one's perfect. And in thy book, all thy members were written. And that talks about, you know, our soul, which in continuance was fashioned when as yet there was none of them. I wasn't all together, but God knew everything about me, every aspect of us. How precious are thy thoughts unto me. Do y'all have any idea how many times God thinks about you? Just think about this a second. It goes on here and it gives a kind of estimation. It's the number of each one of us. Now think about this. Each one of us. He's talking about the sand of a beach. Have you ever been to the beach? You notice how many grains of sand below your feet?
Yeah.
Millions upon trees of sand. And this is God thinking about each one of us. You think, well, God doesn't really care about me. Look what my life's turned out to be.
Not true.
His hand is upon you, even as you raise your voice towards him. He loves you so much. His hand is always out, no matter what you've ever done or didn't do. His hand is always out to you. He calls you. Come unto me, all ye that thirst, all ye that need rest, all ye that just are worn out. I'm here. He thinks about you so many times, it's thousands upon thousands of trillions of times about you. We think, he's got too much to think about. He wouldn't be God if he didn't think about you. But he put all those stars up there. Yeah, he named every one of them too. In the morning, he calls them. Yeah. If we just get a glimpse of our God, his presence in our lives, and how we should just worship all the time, what he's done for us. I mean, you know, we get frustrated, we get angry, we go, repent of our sin. We get mad with people. I'm never going to like them. They're scum. They're terrible. Love. And God says, but I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you act like that person? Yes, sir. Then repent. Love your neighbor. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, for great is the sum of them. He goes on, if I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. David realizes just how he's thought about. And he's trying to show us and to understand and to look up and believe. Verse 19 says, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. And this is David. He doesn't like anybody that doesn't love God. Well, they speak thee, for they speak against thee wickedly. And thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. David will do anything for God. He loves. And where David, because the Old Testament means of this nature, he's yelling and screaming, I don't like people that don't like God. You know what God tells us in the New Testament? We're to love people that hate God.
Amen.
The person that's screaming and hollering about, oh, there's no God. Pray for them.
Amen.
The person who believes that my head's supposed to be cut off because I'm a Christian, we're supposed to pray for them.
Amen.
People that truly will do anything. I mean, you think about the horrendous acts upon other people. We're to love those people.
Amen.
You think, Brother Bill, are you crazy? No. I believe the Bible. The Lord tells us to love one another. He tells us to love our enemies. Matthew 5:44. It's not a long verse to memorize. Love your enemies. Because that's what I have to do sometimes. I have to say, whoa, Bill, you to love your enemies.
Right.
Don't think bad. Think good. And yo, with my personality, that's hard. But with God, I can goes on, verse 23, search me, O God. David's crying out, search me, O God, and know my heart. I want you to show me if there's sin in my heart. I want you to tell me. I want you to expose me to myself. Try me. He says, after you look one time, go back and look again, God. Not doubting that he can't look, but he says, I want to make sure there's nothing in my heart that's against you.
Amen.
And know my thoughts. God, clean my act up.
Amen.
Change
Amen.
Me. Help me to be the man you want me to be or the woman you want me to be. And see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And thank goodness, the Old Testament, if you're a Jew, you can get to heaven. Amen? By faith, but by sacrificial system, and you obey the laws and all these things. And there were so many traps along the way. You could do something wrong and you're excommunicated. You're thrown out of the church. Well, New Testament, God says, come unto me. Neither are heavy and laden. I will give you rest. Call upon the name of the Lord, and I will save you. The Lord being Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ went to the cross just for you. Remember how he thinks about you? You may be lost, but he still thinks about you. He wants you to know his son. And the moment you realize that you need a Savior, you'll realize that you have sin and you need to repent of your sin, inviting Christ in your heart to save you.
Yeah. Amen.
And thereafter, you'll spend eternity with God and you'll get to see, unlike the one that's in hell, even though God's right there, you'll never see. I pray that you'll wake up if you're lost. I pray the Holy Spirit will convict you even now. Pray, Lord, that this place will lift up our hearts in unison to you. Let's all stand.